Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, welcome back to the second segment of this recorded show, people. It is February the 4th in the year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Second segment. We're recording this show. It's going to be played Saturday, this coming Saturday. But anyway, that's just an aside. We like to be intellectually truthful here. Our dear guest brought up so many points. I'm just going to hit a few to kind of go over because they really deserve being repeated. And I also like to make a quick announcement. January the 6th of 2007 was a day of infamy in Knoxville, Tennessee. We had two precious white children there where they were young adults. They were Shannon Christian and Christian Newsom. And boyfriend, girlfriend, they were about 19, 20 years old. And they got turned around. They were going to a party. They got lost, got turned around, and got into a black neighborhood. And they were stopped. I've heard different versions. I heard they were kidnapped from an apartment. I've heard that they were hijacked. But only thing that matters, they were taken into like a semi-industrial area, and they were kept there. And the torture that was inflicted upon those two kids were second. It's like what the general talked about, the torture in the first hour. I mean, they even sodomized the young man with like 2x4s, you know, rugged 2x4s. They poured and they did that while they forced his girlfriend to watch. They cut off her breast. They poured like acid down her throat and her eyes. They did the same thing to him. And then they cut him up. Listen, they cut him up. They took the boy to a railroad track, poured some kind of petrol on him, set him on fire. They stuffed the girl into a garbage bag. After all that hellish torture, she will still die, they think, probably from asphyxiation. But that's never, ever mentioned. You don't hear any of that on there. We're going to try to have a little memorial service for them next week, hopefully, if there's so much to cover. Also, you know, I'd like to also remind you people, the general said that when the Bolshevik communists took over in Europe and in Soviet Union, they killed the liturgy. They killed the priests and nuns. They killed thousands and thousands of them. They wrecked, they destroyed the Christian churches. They certainly did. And, you know, the general said something else, too. The H&H, the Holocaust, homosexuality. And I'd like to say that equals, that. If you bundle that up, it equals Judaism, Luciferianism, Luciferian Judaism. The Judaism, Luciferianism, communism is all the same. You can ask any rabbi, any Jewish rabbi, they'll tell you the same thing. And I'll make this other quick thing. You know, Monica was talking about, it seems like the higher educated, it seems like these people are more susceptible to being brainwashed. I think there are probably two reasons. I think probably one reason is they've been exposed longer to the garbage in the school system that was taken over by, I know we've heard people talk about the Frankfurt School. Well, actually, it actually predated the Frankfurt School. They've been exposed to the propaganda so long. Another reason, I think Benjamin Franklin talked about it. Benjamin Franklin said the ego. Some of these people have such egos. It's just painful to them to admit that they've learned that somebody else. How dare this civil engineer? How dare this carpenter know something I don't know? I couldn't possibly be wrong. But, General, I would like you, before we go back to Miss Monica, it was very interesting what you said about your grandmother, your grandparents. I believe they were in prison at one time, some of your relatives. And also, y'all can talk about tying Holocaust, homosexuality, the H&H together, and how it links to Judaism. If that's not too much to ask, go ahead, General.
Well, we have a double standard. I think Monica can join the argument here. But we have, for example, the Chosenites. Abortion is pretty well, they're sticking to their own guns, their own race. In Israel, it's pretty well banned. Yet we have in Canada a serial abortionist, a Chosenite by the name of Morgenthaler, who aborted himself personally thousands of children, and he gets the Order of Canada. I'm sure you know the Rose and Wade with Ruth Ginsburg, I believe, in the Supreme Court, also one of the Chosenites. So we have a double standard.
Yeah.
They have one standard for themselves, one for us. But we have to remember, people must know the enemy, because we can see in the United States, who runs all your media conglomerates? For example, Disney Eisner. You have, I think, Disney alone. You have 225 affiliated TV stations, thousands of radio programs. You have PolyGram, which is the largest record, I believe, companies. He has 50 labels. He's owned by a billionaire, Edgar Bronfman. So you, Eddie and Monica, you people are fighting a Leviathan as far as the media is concerned. I'd like to compare your radio broadcast, the guerrilla broadcast, reminds me of the Ukrainian patriots that went into the bush in 1945 after the country was taken over by the Red Demons, and they fought there until the 1950s. So basically, we have to know what we're up against. So, but in the end, God is a spirit that moves through history, and all these forces will be defeated. How much it will take and how many victims there will be, how much sacrifice we will have to, this remains to be seen. But I'm always an optimist, if you believe in God.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, General, for your kind words and flattery. I hope we can continue to do this radio show. When we continue to do it, and I'm not trying to be, drama queen. They could come get us. I don't think we're quite there with this week. I believe, though, after what I've seen the past 6 or 8 months, I think it's highly possible that probably within 4 to 6 months, they're probably going to do it. Hopefully they do it incrementally. They're probably going to go come get people like Sam and me, you know. But if they do, I'm ready to go. And, you know, and if I go, you know, it's not going to be cheap. If I have, you know, like about a minute's, maybe 90-second notice, it's going to be pretty expensive for some of these people. You know, they may get me, but I hope they don't think they're going to go by, you know, without pain and suffering. You know, I'd like to read something, General. We've talked about it. Every time you come on the show, you and I both talk about it's a spiritual battle we fight against. And Monica says so, too. I just pulled up the John, the Gospel of John, King James Bible, Gospel of John, the 8th chapter. I've read this a lot. But and I keep trying to read this with my brainwashed Southern Baptist friends. And I'll just start right here I'm going to read around verse 39. We'll go to verse 45. It's just very short. It says, "They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father." Let me go back before that. It said, Jesus said, this is verse 37. I'll make this quick. He says, the Jews just got through telling him, that they don't need Jesus, so to speak, because we don't need no stinking Jesus. They said, we got Abraham. Abraham was our father. He says, "I know that ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me, because my word hath no place in you. I speak that which I've seen with my father, and ye do that what you have seen with your father." They answered and said unto him, "Abraham is our father." Jesus saith unto them, "If ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me, a man that has told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham." Abraham didn't do that. People, all you Southern Baptists out there, remember now, he's talking to your precious Jews, your precious Israelites, your precious Chosenites, the chosen ones that you worship even more than you do Jesus Christ. Going on to chapter John, ye do the deeds of your father. Then said they to him, "We be not born of fornication. We have one father, even God." Hang on, people. Jesus said unto them, "If God were your father, ye would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither did I come of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word. Ye are your..." Hey, here's the punchline, folks. Ye of your father the devil. Remember now, he's talking to your precious Jews, and not just your precious Jews, but he's talking to the cream of the crop of the precious Jews, the Pharisees and the scribes. Those precious Jews, the Apostle Paul said, he was a precious Jew. He was from the very highest, the loftiest royal family of the Jews. And he said, the Apostle Paul said, he counted that all as dung. The only thing counted him was he was willing to be a follower, a saint of Jesus Christ. So, once again, this is the last verse. Jesus is telling these precious Jews, ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And the general is absolutely right. He said that earlier, the general has said at least once, maybe twice, that these people that are fighting us, they're Luciferian, they're Satanists, and they deal in lies. They're, because Jesus said it, there's no truth in them. They don't know how to tell the truth. Would you like to respond to that, Miss Monica?
Well, they are the chosen people, but the chosen people of their God, which is Satan, exactly what you just read out from the scriptures, and that is what causes everything to be inverted in their lies. So black is white, everything is upside down, everything is inverted, you know, backwards. I mean, you have this health minister being appointed in the United States that's just an abomination of something that calls itself human. Anyway, so, yeah, I guess I will come back after the break.
Yes, ma'am, and you just hit another hot button, and we'll right back. People, hold on to your seats. I hope we're not getting too hot. I hope we're not scaring you people out there. Be right back.
Did he get going?
This is Attorney Jason Robb, General Counsel of the Knights Party based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more by listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
During our war for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, if those people, referring to the dictatorial federal government, if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home. As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
Dear Blood River Radio family, the Lord knows I love that music. That music, I'm sure, I bet the general recognizes that music's from the 1930s. Our wonderful brothers in Germany were singing that. You know, Monica, you said something you really hit about 15 of my hot buttons. You mentioned this new goon that Biden just appointed. He also appointed this goon His name is, what is his name? Lloyd Austin. He's the defense secretary. I mean, you know what? People, you can call me a racist if you want to, but this guy would make a gorilla look like a Caucasian. I mean, this guy looked like he just came out of the trees. I wonder what his only credentials are. Is probably he hates white people and he hates our country. He hates our flag. He hates anything to do with patriotism. Here's what he's done. Defense Secretary Austin is ordering a military stand down to discuss extremism in its ranks. Each branch in the military will be required to hold talks on the issue in the next 60 days. The order comes after current and former servicemen took part in the Capitol riot. The Pentagon is ordering each branch of the military to pause their regular activities and hold talks on the problems of extremism in the ranks after multiple current and former servicemen were involved in the January 6th Capitol riot. You know what, people? I would respond to this goon. And, you know, I was in the military. I've paid my price as a general. And I tell this goon right here, you go to hell, Mr. Goon, because you know what? You're on very thin ice. You keep preaching that crap. And you know what we're going to do? Here's what we're going to do. We're going to stand down, all right? We're going to stand down on your head. We're going to arrest you. We're going to take you to some place like that makes Gitmo look like Mother Teresa's cook school, and we're going to show you, we're going to teach you the real definition of pain, my brother. Anyway, it burns me up. These people, I mean, this Biden, every single, you know, cabinet position he's appointed is critical. The Secretary of Defense, Secretary of Health, they're all black. They white people. And if you call me a racist, great, great. I love it. I take a bath in your hatred. I take a bath in your crappy, you know, whatever they are. You know, I'm sorry, I'm getting wound up. But you know what? All of his positions have been Jews. They've been the sons of their father, the devil. They've all been Jews. He's all been feminine. They're queer. They're lesbians. They're tranny. I mean, people, we've been completely taken over by Satan. I mean, my God. And I tell you what, any soldier that will obey this order right here, you know what? I don't know. I'm not going to say on the radio, but I hope he pays the Supreme Court. I hope they suffer. Do not. If there's any military listening to me out there, you do not obey this unconstitutional, this unchristian, this satanic order. Tell them to go to hell. And you know what? You need to lead a revolt. You sure as hell do. You need to lead a revolt, you people out there in the military, and clean out that nest of vipers in Washington, D.C. I'm sorry, Miss Monica. You really hit me. Man, you hit my hot button. Go back to what you were talking about, Miss Monica, please.
Well, I'm so glad that I did hit the buttons. That is what it comes down to, is that all these people who are obeying orders, which are completely illegal orders because the criminals are clearly in charge, then all these order obeyers, they are then traitors to their own people. And this is what we have to, we just have to turn this around. See, we are many and they are few. Yes, they are in control of the media, the Jews are, and the enemy. They are in control of the banks, the money, so the means of, you know, trading goods and whatnot that we have, and that's why they are in such a position of power. But it does come down to we are many, they are few. Now, of course, their primary weapon has been deception. And like you say, the year of your father, the devil, who lies, and you know that's the ultimate, you know, the liar, right? So this is what they have done, and so that's their weapon. That's how they have gotten the Gentiles to be basically turning against their own. Like it's in the protocols, it said that the Goyim will become agents of their own destruction. So this is what we have to turn around, and that has to be turned around with, first of all, the awareness, and this is growing by leaps and bounds, especially now because people are getting out of their comfort zone, and it's right here. It's no longer just some theoretical thing that's far away. No, it is here. And so if people don't get that now, and if they're following, if they do get it and they're following orders because they are cowering in fear, then they, those people are already enslaved. We are already enslaved if we are cowering in fear in front of this enemy, the devil. So we yes. need to continue being free. And if that means defending yourself to the death, fighting to the death, because they intend to kill us. They,
yes, they
want
do.
To kill us. So that means we have to, first of all, defend ourselves, our homes, our people, and not obey. We must disobey, and we have to fight. We absolutely must fight this, because
yes.
if we don't get this right, yeah, that could, that's like Hitler had said, you know, if we don't win this, it could be the end of life on this earth.
Absolutely, okay. absolutely. Miss Monica, absolutely. I'm going to quote you. A once great lady who was on trial and got put into prison for 8 months in Germany, she told the judge, yes, she might have disobeyed the order, but if you gave me an order to not breathe anymore, should I just not breathe anymore? You know, tell these people to go to hell. And I'm going to go back to the general now. The FBI, should we stop breathing? You know, should we do that? Is that the order that you want us to follow? You know, General, the FBI just came up. My wife was telling me that they're proudly making the announcement that the people, and I will call them apparatchiks, the people are turning in their own brothers. They're turning in their sons. There was a lady, a girl, I think she's 16 years old. She turned her own father in because he merely went to Washington on December the 6th when all the brouhaha took loose. He's now in jail. What does that empty-headed little teenager think? Who's going to support her when he's in jail? Well, the FBI general, they're using these snitches, and they're proud. They're saying, yeah, we're using snitches. General, are they, two questions, are they, was there a similarity in the Soviet Union, World War II, and afterwards when the communists used, I think you might say apparatchiks, how prevalent was the use of snitches there? And also, General, am I right or wrong? Does the military here in the United States, we have to turn against this guy and this who's supposed to be the defense secretary? Back to you, General.
You've hit the nail on the head. I think at the beginning of the program, I mentioned the phases to which these Marxists, the Luciferians, take over, these Bolshevik Satanists. The first was propaganda, brainwashing. The second was the second phase, elimination of all the healthiest segments of society. Patriots, people that speak the truth, and that's done either by blocking you in the mainstream media or killing you with a bullet to the head. They were very good at that. Like I said, Stalin killed in 1 year alone 740,000 people at least. He shot in just 1 year alone. They call him the murderer of nations. And the third phase, when they've cleaned out of the best, when they've eliminated segments of society, then they throw in the snitches. I have thousands of files. Monica, being from Germany, in the DDR, I think 4 or 5% of the population worked for the secret police. The secret police there, they even arranged 18,000 marriages in the DDR so a wife could snitch on a husband and vice versa. What is communism? It's basically a snitch society, and I can describe it in one sentence. Terror of everyone against everyone else. So this is happening in the United States. We're facing not only genetic, you also have a mix of Marxism and genetic anarchism, where there's no more right or wrong, moral relativism. That line is finished. It's a gray line. Like, there's no more truth. It's just more, everything is relative. But God is not relative. So what we have in the United States, in Western Europe, we have the new high priest of a new atheism, a new secular demonic type of a rule that's global now, global. And we can't forget, Eddie and Monica, that one-fifth of the world's population still lives under communism. In China, North Korea, the Horn of Africa.
Yes, sir, General. Hold that thought. Man, I'm on fire today. We're going to roll right back to General right after this break, people. Please don't hang up. Please stay. Listen, don't change the channel. Be right back.
proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Justice Department is mulling the idea to charge members involved in the January 6 occupation of the Capitol building under a federal law usually used against organized crime. The Racketeer Influence and Corruption Organization Act, known as RICO, enables prosecutors to combat certain ongoing racketeering crimes. Wisconsin prosecutors are seeking a new arrest warrant for Kenosha shooter 18-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse, claiming that he broke the conditions of his bail by moving houses and disapprove of his carefree attitude. Court documents filed with Judge Bruce Schroeder show that prosecutors essentially cannot find Rittenhouse. First conceived in the combustion of a hydrogen bomb on a South Pacific island in 1952, the heavy element einsteinium is one of the shyer members of the periodic table. It's so unstable that no one has had a good look at it till now. A team of chemists at Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory in Los Alamos has published a report in the journal Nature. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges. Charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Let's find out where the coronavirus relief package is in Washington. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
President Biden indicated in a call with House Democrats that he was open to sending $1,400 payments to a smaller group of Americans in the next round of coronavirus relief legislation and changing the overall price tag of his $1.9 trillion plan. Regarding the plan and the White House's unwillingness to budge on certain things, Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham reminds everyone.
This is what we warned you about. We told you that if they get the House, the Senate, and the White House, they're going to ignore us and they're going to run wild with their liberal ideas. And this COVID package, I think, is running wild.
That audio courtesy of Fox News from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau. I'm Tim Berg.
The NFL Super Bowl is this Sunday on CBS with an evening kickoff. Kansas City versus Tampa Bay. USA Radio News.
Dear people, dear Blood River Radio family, I sure love that music. I know, I hope y'all don't get tired of me saying I sure love that music. Little Matt was by here, Matt Goodwin. He came by through Memphis a couple of nights ago, went and met him. He has this job that runs him all over creation. Yeah, that's because, you know what, Sam, right, me and Matt are fellow Nazis. You know, people say, you're a neo-Nazi. I said, hell no, I'm not a neo-Nazi. I'm a paleo-Nazi. I am the friggin' Nazi. My grandfather was Hermann Göring, my God. You know, anyway, of course, that's kind of being facetious, but you know, I guess people can probably see through the BS, but I tell you what, before we go, I'd like to just say, yeah, Matt came through, and I love him to death, and he's like my own little son. He's only about 33, something like that, 34, but he has a sensitive job now, and plus the sucker's getting ready to go voluntary into slavery. He's going to be getting married, I think, in April sometime. I'll probably be in Charlottesville in April. I don't know. Depends on what the Zog tells Dr. Hill. But if Dr. Hill has to go to Charlottesville, Blood River will be there. You know, before we go right back, I'm just going to respond to General can go back to Miss Monica. Miss Monica hit a couple of about 1,500 hot buttons a minute ago. You know, we have Biden, he's putting in everybody that's totally antithesis to us. He people that actually hate white Christians. You know, people, if you think you're a racist, let me tell you something, people. I don't care what if you think you people out there, you still feel kind of squeamish. Well, you know, there's some good blacks, there's some good Jews, et cetera, maybe so. But you know what? But let me tell you what. These Satanists look at you. Your skin color is your uniform. Like it or not. Like it or not. Your skin color is your uniform. It's going to be your uniform in the very near to be battle in your house. We said that if Satanism is not at your front door, you know, euthanasia is not at your front door. Extermination is not at the front door. It is in the house and it's getting ready to come down with the sickle and with the hatchet. But we have, let me tell you what, people, if there's any military looking, I've been warned against this. A friend of mine told me a minute ago, I'm getting close to insurrection. To hell with it. If it's insurrection, to quote Patrick Henry, if this be treason, let's make the most of it. If it be treason, by God, let's make the most of it. Make the most of it. You know what? I'm appealing to my former military that are presently in the military. Do not turn your bayonets on us, people. Do not turn your rifle on we, the people. You're taking orders. If you do this, you're going to be serving Satan. Biden is putting Satanists in the White House. In all the branches. The State Department, the Attorney General, the Defense Secretary, on and on and on. He's putting people in there, not nary a white man, not nary a Christian. Your skin color and your religious belief system, that is your uniform. Do not take sides with Satan. Because you know what? You might kill us here, but you will be in hell for all eternity. What do you think about that, General?
Well, I think, Eddie, you can't ever underestimate that spiritual battle is being fought. And we must know the enemy to fight him. So when you look at what's happening in the United States, we have this Bolshevik Satanism crossing the Atlantic, embedding itself in the educational institutions, wherever you look. The entertainment industry promotes drug use, physical degeneracy, unnatural sex acts. So we have a moral decadence setting in, and a mental sterility, because people are being so brainwashed to the point that they can't resist. They don't know the enemy, because it's called information overload. But as I said, God is the Lord of history, and things will come to where they will be, because he's the final winner of all of this. But as I said before, we have to dig our heels in and start swinging. There's no more backing up.
Amen. And Miss Monica, you know what? I'm going to make a quick comment and we'll go right back to you. You know, we keep talking about the enemy. It's the same old enemy we've had for thousands of years. The same enemy that Jesus Christ was lecturing to in the book of John, St. John. It's the Jew. Like it or not, you cannot, what I just read, people, from the book of John, it absolutely is not open for debate. Jesus Christ said it. So if you're a Christian, and you dispute that, then is Jesus a liar? Was Miss Monica, was Jesus Christ a liar when he said that these Jews were their son, the devil? They were their father, the devil? And it's repeated over and over and over. Little Matt gave me a sheet of paper the other day. It must have been about 45 references of how the Jews are there, pretty much summing up what Christ said to the Pharisees. They are of their father, the devil. That's who the enemy is. Am I wrong? Was Jesus wrong, Miss Monica?
No, absolutely. I mean, this is, it's clearly written in the Bible. And actually, people who read the Bible carefully, they understand the Jewish question, the JQ, as younger people abbreviate it to. I mean, we are in an epic battle between good and evil on this earth. And That is what it comes down to. So now, you know, you have, like you have been saying, the Satanists in power in the United States and here in Canada. And General Nick brought up earlier about Trudeau, who is a criminal himself. He himself was responsible for the murders of mothers of boys that he molested in a school that he taught at. And he, I think, is very much involved in pedophile, you know, child trafficking. I'm not going to go into detail about that, but just because I don't have, you know, all the details, but that this, like, that the Trudeau family, you know, his father was a communist, if there ever was one. That's Pierre Elliott Trudeau, who was in power for 16 years during my younger years. And, and Justin Trudeau was groomed for this position right from when he was a baby, and it's quite likely that he's not even the biological son of Pierre, but biological son quite possibly of Castro, Fidel Castro. So, you know, this whole thing is, I mean, it's in all our countries. You know, Angela Merkel in Germany, she's a communist through and through, and the French president, he's been openly talking about, you know, that there should be no more white babies in the future and this kind of thing. I mean, they have basically, they're at the fore of these political structures. That's why it is so critical that the people stop obeying, know the enemy. The enemy is the government. The government is the enemy. And so for us to carry on, like all the, you know, the police forces, the teachers, the medical professional, I mean, they most of those people know and understand what's going on, and yet they are cowering because of their paycheck. Yes. And they're afraid to disobey because, oh, the authorities have told us, they or grant money or this or that, but none of that will mean anything if we do not get this right. If we do not get this right. There's another thing I wanted to comment about in, you know, following your introduction in this segment here about, you know, the Nazi and neo-Nazi and not this kind of thing. Now, all these weaponized labels, own them. Just don't, yes, don't be defending yourself. Oh, no, I'm not anti-Semitic. No, own them. If somebody calls you an anti-Semite, say, well, thank you for noticing. Or, you know, if somebody calls you a racist, well, thank you for acknowledging that I understand that, yes, there are differences between the races. You know, own these labels. Don't become defensive about them, because they are simply just weapons that are being used against us to shut us up, to make us cower again in fear and make us stop thinking, what do these things actually mean? And why are they giving us these labels when we are simply trying to defend ourselves or speak truth or stand up for our people? Any of these things, suddenly now we're all terrorists, basically. Anybody who voted for Trump is now a terrorist. You know, I mean, they identified all the people who attended January 6th, I guess, and, oh, they're all terrorists now. You know, this is how it's, what it's gone to. I'll hand it back over.
You're right, Miss Monica. This I forgot to mention. We have this new vector. Matter of fact, we played a clip last week. I was going to play it today, but we just there wasn't room to work the clip in because we were all so much on fire. But we have a former United States Congress lady by the name of Tulsi Gabbard from Hawaii. She's a Democrat, a liberal Democrat. Even the liberal Democrat from Tulsi from Hawaii is scared because of this new government bureaucratic department they put in place. Okay, we'll play the clip after the segment. We don't have time right now. You know, she's saying that with this new government department, they're censoring people, they're watching people, they're recording people, they're listening to them. If you're a Christian, if you belong, like Sam, Sam's a Christian, I'm a Christian, if you believe it, if you talk about the Bible, if you talk about the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, then you're a terrorist. And you know what? Sam's going to play that clip soon as we come back for this break. Be right back, folks.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church, a congregation of God's covenant people. Informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ has been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust. and who the true covenant people of God are and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these this means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the Courts of Divine Justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
I'm Monica Schaefer from Canada, a former political prisoner. Here at Blood River Radio, we are not afraid to tell the truth and shame the devil. Our mission is to fight against white genocide. We do that by exposing the lies. We talk about the American Civil War. We talk about the vilification of German people and by extension, all white people. And we even talk about that linchpin lie, the Holocaust. Deception by the alien enemy within has brought us whites to our knees. My last words at the Schaefer's speech crime trial in Germany were, quote, "If there was a law forbidding us to breathe, we would break that law immediately just to live. And so it is with this law. We must break this law in order to survive and thrive as a people," unquote. Please donate to Blood River Radio and help keep us on the air.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Well, people, Sam's getting ready to play a clip in just a minute. Before he does that, I'm just going to tell people, a couple people text in and said that I was pushing the envelope that crossed the line. Let me tell you what. There's a fella, a great hero of mine. I know Sam knows him. His name was Officer Jack McLam. He was a highly decorated police officer out of Phoenix, Arizona. Also, he was good buddies with what a fella who used to come on our show when we used to be with the political cesspool, Colonel James Bo Greitz, a Green Beret officer who ran for president on the, I think, the Constitutional ticket some years ago. But Jack McLam founded an organization called the Police and Military Against the New World Order. He got rest of his soul. He's deceased now. But you know what? They would go around talking to police and active duty military. They'd go to posts. They'd talk to these people. And they would compel them, ask them, please honor your oath that you took in to defend the Constitution of the United States of America. Please don't obey any unlawful orders. And I'll close with this saying what he said. He always told me, he said, Eddie, when tyranny comes to you, he comes to take you off to a concentration camp. He said, tyranny will always come to your door in a uniform. It'll be in a police uniform or an army uniform. And we'll play this clip with this Tulsi Gabbard talking about the surveillance state. Go ahead, Sam.
Former Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard from Hawaii, Democrat, joins us now. Congresswoman, great to see you. I know you've just been out of the job for a week or two. Are you surprised they're pushing forward with this extra surveillance on would-be domestic terror?
It's so dangerous. You know, as you guys have been talking about, this is an issue that all Democrats, Republicans, Independents, Libertarians should be extremely concerned about, especially because we don't have to guess about where this goes or how this ends. When you have people like former CIA Director John Brennan openly talking about how he's spoken with or heard from appointees and nominees in the Biden administration who are already starting to look across our country for these types of movements similar to the insurgencies they've seen overseas, that in his words, he says, make up this unholy alliance of religious extremists, racists, bigots. He lists a few others and adds at the end, even libertarians. So when you look at their process and they start looking at, okay, what characteristics right. are we looking for as we're building this profile of a potential extremist, what are we talking about? Religious extremists? Are we talking about Christians, evangelical Christians? What is a religious extremist? Is it somebody who's pro-life? I mean, where do you take this? You start looking at, okay, well, obviously you have to be a white person, obviously. Likely male, libertarians, well, if anybody who loves freedom, liberty, maybe has an American flag outside their house, or people who, you know, attended a Trump rally. Once you start walking this down the path, you see where it leads to a very dangerous undermining of our civil liberties, mm-hmm. our freedoms in our Constitution, and a targeting of almost half of the country.
Ewan Omar says this. We already have laws on the books, sorry, but you are just going to have to learn to apply them. The other thing I thought was interesting, Congresswoman, I don't see any FBI demanding more tools. They feel they got the tools. These are congressional leaders or members who feel as though they're so freaked out by Trump supporters, they still can't understand why anyone would support him. They want to get to the bottom of it. And do you think the whole deprogramming of Trump supporters, this new buzzword among detractors and Democrats, has anything to do with this?
I think it does very directly. I think just on the FBI front, I read a great op-ed this morning from a former FBI agent who made a very strong case for why this new domestic terror law introduced by Adam Schiff is wrong and is directly going to undermine our constitutional rights and freedoms. This whole effort, whether you're talking about this bill or people saying that we have to deprogram these Trump cultists and people who voted for Trump because they've been radicalized, all of this just goes to further tear our country apart. And it moves towards the thing Joe Biden said in his inauguration speech that he shouldn't happen, which is a dehumanization of your opponent. And that's where his voice is so necessary right now. He is the president of this country. He delivered this speech, his voice, himself, speaking to the American people. He needs to denounce people like John Brennan and their statements, bills like the one Adam Schiff put forward, and truly speak to the American people about how we must come together around, you know, the Constitution, around our Bill of Rights, around these rights that have been endowed to us by our Creator.
If he had your leadership ability, he would do it. Maybe he still will. That's why she ran for president. Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard, thanks so much.
Thank
you. You know, General, I'm going to go back to you. I'm going to make this quick comment. She mentioned John Brennan, who's the former head of the CIA, in this shift. You know, as you well know, there was a shift back around 1917. He was a multimillionaire, a Jew. He's one of the ones that gave, I think, $20 million in gold to Leon Trotsky to go to Russia, to Germany, gave safe passage to Germany to knock out the Russian resistance, you know, there, and put the Jews in power in the communist Bolshevik revolution in Russia. I'm going to get this point real quickly. You know, if you notice, in this bill, they named 73 million Trump supporters named Christians. They talked about, I listened to another clip, they talked about first people that are talking about the First Amendment. If you talk about the Second Amendment, if you talk about Christ too much, if you carry a Bible, if you have a gun, you're the enemy. The one person they did not point out that this government bureaucracy, they did not name the Jew. No Jews are on this hit list. You know, General, it's, you know, they talked about there's 73 million people they're targeting. I've heard multiple government bureaucrats or apparatchiks talking about they're going to have to deal with these 73 million people. You know, General, in the Soviet Union, when the Jews had control of the Soviet Union from 1917 on through 19, probably up to the 1960s, they killed, how many million did they kill? 66, I think Alexander Solzhenitsyn said 66 million. General, are there any parallels between what's going on here in this country, what Tulsi Gabbard was just learned about, and what went on in the Soviet Union from 1970, during when the Red Terror.
It's exactly the same scenario. In all the communist countries, if you wanted to get shot, or if you wanted to be incarcerated without trial, or be tortured, let's go back to torture. The NKVD, the Russian secret police, Soviet secret police, they had 49 methods of torture. They had like a tactical guide how to torture people. This is happening in the United States, and Europeans can't believe that this is happening in the United States, which was once the only light in the universe against this Bolshevik statement. So, Adam Schiff, strange enough, who tried to push that law? Adam Schiff, did we hear this? Is he one of the closer lobbies? With rhetorical question, and here we have a fellow whose countrymen devoted their life to one of the greatest tyrannies in history, Soviet expansionism, Bolshevik murder, telling the American people what they should and should not do. And I think Monica made a very good point about how the Bolshevik statements occupy the vocabulary, that verbal diarrhea, which means nothing, because they have no arguments. For example, if they want to exclude you from a debate, they say you're anti-Semite or a homophobe. In Croatia, if you're a patriot, they say you're a clero-fascist. But, you know, it's so we have to realize that they've occupied not just the mainstream media, but the vocabulary. That's their weapon. But it means absolutely nothing. Because they have no arguments, and they're afraid of the truth. You remember how the witch hunt against Joe McCarthy? Well, guess what?
Yes,
now, the Venona transcripts come out, and what happens? The Chosenites were working for the murderer, mass murderer Joe Stalin. But look at the inversion. That's the moral relativism. McCarthy's the bad guy. The Hollywood snitches are the good guys. And the Rosenbergs, who were fried in the electric chair for treason against the United States, they're heroes.
You know, speaking of these traitors, you know, before I go back to Miss Monica, General, you're right on. We have one Jonathan Pollard, a good Jew, a good Chosenite. He was the greatest, according to all the authorities. They said he did more damage. He was the most damaging spy in the history of the United States. He was a Jew. He was in the Navy, and he caused hundreds of contacts in the FBI, the CIA, working abroad to be killed. And guess what? You know what? Under Trump's, you know, they let him go. He's in Israel now, celebrating. They're celebrating him as a hero over there. You know, and Miss Monica, you know, because if we run, well, now we still got several minutes. You know, there's a term called democide, and the general has mentioned, kind of paraphrased that or talked about it. It's death by government. Government has killed, and I'm talking about legitimate government, like the government installed in the Soviet Union by the Jews in the 1917-0, 1918-0, has killed more people. They worry about the coronavirus. You reference the coronavirus at the start of this hour. It's killed many, many millions more than the coronavirus. It's killed more people than the Spanish flu. Killed more people than the Black Death. Democide, death by government. Back to you, Miss Monica.
When we were children, we used to have this little rhyme, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. And now, you know, people are paralyzed by these words. So to add to what General Nick was saying about these words, you know, that they're just weapons, and that's, you know, we need to just shed them as such. I wanted to just say, as, you know, I like to, a final comment about shedding your fear. Everybody needs to shed their fear. Live like free men and women, and if that means you fight to the death, yes, you will then be free. Whereas if you cower or you obey illegitimate orders and illegal orders, and you are, because you're doing it out of fear, or because you think, oh, well, I have to because that's what they're telling me, or I have to get my paycheck, well, then you are already a slave. So,
yes.
You know, that's what we have to just realize and understand the seriousness of it. If people are looking at the situation, what's going on, and still don't get it, I don't know what to say about it. It boggles my mind. But, you know, but I guess we just really need to, you know, find our friends, locate our friends, make friends, know who your enemy is, know who your friends are, and network in your communities, and be ready to fight. Be ready to protect yourselves. Like, you did a wonderful quote last week with Alexander Solzhenitsyn, that if only people had, you know, just taken whatever they have in their homes, their knives or a hatchet or whatever, and killed some of these people who are coming knocking on the doors every night. Well, it probably would have slowed it down or stopped it, because those people who are doing the dirty work, if they were fearing for their own lives, whether they're going to go home or not, they might not have been so eager to be the willing participants.
Absolutely.
In that slaughter. Yeah.
Absolutely. And we're just about out of time with that. I'm going to say, dear General, next week we're going to start a series. We're going to start number 3 series on solutions. General, if you will, I would like to beg you to come back on at least for the first hour next week to help us do the solutions. It'll be you and me and probably Gene Andrews. And if you can, I will be contacting you after the show, General. Thank you so much, General. Thank you so much, Miss Monica. Thank you much so much, Sam. And remember, that my solution is give them the black flag. No quarter to our godless, Satan-worshipping enemies. Thank you so much, people. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you same time next week. We'll see the 13th, God willing. Good night.